I'm Rob McLeod with your COVID-19 facts first. Health authorities say we have more capacity in our intensive care units because of our strict social distancing measures. Concerns have been raised about whether our hospitals are equipped to deal with the ongoing rise in coronavirus patients, especially when cases get serious. Deputy Chief Health Officer Paul Kelly says with most Australians forced to stay home, they're seeing less people in the ICU.
The change in elective surgery will be part of that, but also trauma cases that we see from car accidents, violence around some of our night venues. Some of those things that are often filling our ICUs with those unfortunate events are not happening.
There are currently 4,860 cases of COVID-19 across the country, with 20 fatalities. Western Australia has taken the unprecedented step of slicing their state into 9 regions, now only allowing freight to pass from one to the other to stop the spread of COVID-19. Premier Mark McGowan says police, the SES and Army are all working to patrol the new borders.
It appears it's all working relatively smoothly, even though I understand some people may be frustrated. And if people are frustrated, hopefully that means the message is getting through.
And Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says people sending Australian supplies of face masks or hand sanitiser to China will face jail terms of up to 5 years. The decision comes after Chinese-owned Greenland Australia recently sent 10,000 masks, 30,000 protective gowns and 68,000 disposable gloves from Sydney to Shanghai. The National Rugby League has cancelled the registrations of Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs players Jaden Auchinbaugh and Corey Harawira-Naira. The NRL's show cause investigation found the behaviour of each player in the lead-up to a trial match in Port Macquarie on February 29 constituted very serious breaches of the league's code of conduct. And supercar team 888 Racing is using its engineering expertise to design and build respirators that could be used in the current coronavirus emergency. And get news and sport where you want it. Download our app now.